శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 10th క్యాంటో 16th చాప్టర్ వీఆర్ హియరింగ్ స్పెషల్లీ ఫ్రమ్ లీలాస్ కృష్ణ గోఫారం ఇన్ బృందావన్ స్పెసిఫికల్ దిస్ కాల్ యువర్ లీలా Krishna wants to show our mercy to Kaliya actually. This was Krishna's blessing. Through punishment, he wants to rectify his devotee. He wants to show our mercy to his devotees. Because we are conditioned soul. Due to our, we can say, long contamination, association with material objects. Although we are suffering, but still, proudness is there, arrogant nature is there. If Krishna want to accept someone, if Krishna want to accept us, he want to accept someone, his first business, his first shower of mercy to help the devotees, to eradicate this pride, the arrogant nature. This, we can say, this is Krishna's first shower of mercy. If you choose someone, okay, he will become my devotee. Nija jana smaya dun sana smita. Nija jana. If Krishna want to choose someone, make his own man, I feel this is Krishna's blessing. First he want to smash. He want to eradicate, he want to remove our pride, arrogant nature. This is not devotee nature, even, not human being. Nature, this is demon nature, pride nature. That is saying in Uriya, Krishna, he can tolerate anything except pride. Except pride. And especially Kaliya was very pride, was very pride. Out of his strength, and even he want to fight with Garuda, that Krishna don't like. And Krishna want to choose Kaliya, actually. It connected with Krishna want to choose Kaliya, why? Because this Leela is connected with Kaliya's wife. Kaliya's wife, they are pure devotees. So Krishna, he will arrange everything for a pure devotees. Like you can say with him, within the forest, when we are walking, when we are going, we can see many pebbles and pebbles, thorns, many things, tigers, furious animals, many danger things are there. And this is according to Jada Bharat, the material world. It's like a sun, it's like forest. And always forest fire is there, furious animals are there, thorns are there, pebbles are there. No one can, however he clever, intelligent, he may be, his journey within his human life is not easy, not safe. Not suppressed. Never he feel that I am in a suppressed position. No one can say. Many dangers, many things are there. But if Krishna wants to choose someone, if Krishna accepts some devotees, he'll make arrangement. Especially Krishna wants to show our mercy to Kaliya due to Kaliya's wives. This arrangement, actually Krishna making this arrangement for Kaliya's wives. Well, they are pure devotees, but they are always lamenting. Why? The lack of association. The wives, we can say the best friend is husband. And husband's best friend is wife. Yes? Janaki Pandit is saying. Who is your best friend? Mitra Gruhe. Harjascha. in the house, within the house, your wife is best friend. Yes. That pure devotee, they are always praying, they are always serving, always remembering, but always inside, they are feeling something like, our husband is not a devotee. And if husband is not a devotee, means you cannot talk about Krishna, you cannot rally some Krishna Katha. Devotee want association. Devotee is first business. Like you see, karmi pool is first business. They want like association, like bad association. Where people are enjoying, let's go there. Where is enjoyment, let's go there. What is karmi life? Like you can see the pigs, hogs. By their smell, they can know where is food. Karmi pool are like that. From newspaper, from this one, from WhatsApp, from Facebook, they were only searching, where is enjoyment? Where is the best place, where is the best hotel? Sea beach, fast food, just go there and enjoy. This is karmila. Then our life is different. We want association just for this thing. For Krishna Katha. Yes. But that was lack in case of Kali's wives. Therefore now Krishna is giving punishment to Kali. This is not punishment, this is actual mercy. His first shower of mercy, Krishna's first shower of mercy. If he want to choose someone, first he will dispel, he will disappear. How can I say, he will dispel, or kick up, or remove his pride. Yes, if he choose someone. Yes. Because if you are pride, you cannot develop 1 inch in a spiritual life. Your spiritual life. You are performing so many activities, but sometimes you are continuing your same pride in this year. This is nothing. You can't get any relishment in your spiritual life. Therefore, Krishna knows, he was dancing. Although Krishna was enjoying, but out of his determination power, by his ichha sakti, by his determination power, he is pressing Kaliya. You understand? He is just forcing through his toe, through his leg. So Kaliya feels pain. He is feeling pain. Yes. If Krishna wants to punish, no one can save. If Krishna wants to save, no one can punish. Rakhe Hari Mareke, Mare Hari Rakhe. If Krishna wants to protect, you see in case of Pandavas, Krishna wants to protect. Protect from fire, protect from fire, protect from poison, protect from many, many warriors. Krishna wants to protect. Therefore, we are discussing, no one feels protected in this material world. That journey is not a safe journey. You understand? You can see in India, sometimes they wrote down in back of the truck, in a safe journey. Be safe journey. Where is safe journey? Where is safe journey? No. This is the safest path. When you are under the protection of Sadhu and Guru, when you are following his instructions, then protect him. Then protect him. Otherwise, life is not easy, especially when all this calamity will come. You see now, all over the world, from devotees up to, I don't know to explain, from devotees, humans, gentlemen, scientists, philosophers, residents, up to demons. Everyone now in fear. Yeah, everyone is now in fear. Death is such a thing. Soul don't want. Soul, this is soul's demand. Soul don't want to die because he's eternal. The soul is within the body, therefore we are thinking, we are body. Soul is thinking body. He don't want to die. And what is sure, You understand? It will be happen. No one can stop it. But that we want to check it. We are developing fear for that. Yes. Today or tomorrow, who knows? Death may come. Why there is fearless? No one in this three world, except a pure devotees. There, you can say they are free from fears, anxieties, lamentations, calamities. Everyone. You know, like someone is enjoying the palace, sitting on a high throne, nice decorated throne, with queen, but a sword is hanging over his head. What sort of enjoyment this is? A sword is hanging over his head, but he is sitting with queen, with a nice, I'm gonna say like throne, and many people are praising. You understand? Many people are praising. Many gift. People are giving many gifts. But he is such a fool. He is not looking towards up. Not looking over his head. What is that? A sharp sword is hanging over his head. Anytime it may fall down. And with a, again, it's a very thin, very thin thread. Mass. You understand? What it means? Silk threads. Thin silk threads. Very teeny, Yes, threads. Any time it may fall down. But he is enjoying. Many people praising, giving gift. I am king. He is my queen. We are bogus. You don't know. Over your head. It's sad. When we are small, we are reading the story. When we are small, in our literature, I am going to say in Odia language, some poet, some writer wrote down the story. Who will remind this person to this king? Hey, look for yourself. Only Brahmins. Learned. Therefore, kings, they are always keeping learned Brahmins. They will remind him, here is danger. You understand? For a conditioned soul, sir. He is enjoying, I have this car, I have this one, I have this one. I have money, wife, everything, house. Hey, police, you don't know, over your head. A sharp sword is hanging with a teeny thread. Any time it may fall down, that is time. That is time. Time now favorable towards you, now you are enjoying. When not favorable, boss. This is Krishna's energy. He will punish you like anything. Yes. Now time is not favorable to the whole world. You see, whole world. You want to see time? You want to see the power of time? Before people they're studying Bhagavad Gita, they are thinking this imaginary. Krishna saying, I am time, I can devote, I can devote the whole world. Now? Not Krishna is devouring, a small virus is devouring the whole world. You want to see Krishna? You want to see the time? Just see. From a small virus, you should realize how a small virus is acting under influence of time. Time. Time is not supporting to this virus. Therefore, no medicine. And what is time? Time is Krishna's energy. Kalo aham. I am time. Krishna's energy. You see? He's shaking the whole world now. Everyone, you call anyone, what will happen? You don't know what will happen, death. And what is Shiva? Yes, we have to give up this body. Why are you worried? Before that thing, this is like speculations. What is spiritual thing? Where is Krishna? What time can do? We are very powerful, we have medicine, and you see, they have atomic bombs, nuclear bombs, but they cannot kill a job. Nonsense. They are thinking we are powerful. They want to destroy the whole world, but they have no power to destroy a small jar. And same America, same Germany, they have, I'm going to say, thousand powerful atomic nuclear bombs. These aeroplanes, they are using for hiding, jet flights, everything, expert soldiers. You have no power to kill a jar. You want to see who is Krishna? Just see through this jar. How Krishna is powerful? Before when someone is reading Bhagavatam, oh, Kali have thousand foods. And how Krishna is dancing? He's very poisonous. Krishna is not so powerful. You want to see Krishna? Just see. Just realize. And specially this is the time for realize. The real time for the devotees to realize who is Krishna. I'm thinking this is a special time for us to realize. Yes. How our Lord is powerful. Before whole world was not admitting. Now we can preach nicely. After Corona, you can preach nicely. You can say to them, you are nonsense. You don't know anything. Your science, your atomic bomb, your nuclear bomb, your jet flight, your soldiers, just throw it away. You don't want all these things. Throw it away. Destroy all these things. It can protect you. You see a germ, you have no power to kill a germ. How can you protect yourself, your country? This is Krishna. Therefore, Pupa said, when danger is coming, a devotee never saw danger is coming. He saw danger in form of Krishna. Krishna is coming now. Yeah, for a devotee, if we suffer in Corona, you have to think, now Krishna is inviting me. Be prepared. Seriousness will come. You have to chant. Pray. Yes, I have to give up body. This is nice. It's a nice chance. Anyhow, you have to give up body. Now you have to. Remember Krishna. Yes, not accidentally. You understand? Like 7 days. Here 14 days. For Parikit Maharaj, his lifespan was 7 days. Now Corona, 14 days. Good. Double time. You can say to Bhishma, you can preach to this Karmi people. Yes, we have double time now. Yes. Devotee is like that. He's brave. He surrenders surely. In any condition, he don't. Not afraid. He knows. Everything is happening by the will of Krishna. No one can stop it. I'm just reminding one thing. You see, how powerful all these presidents, prime ministers, before they're giving long lectures, opinions, where you are now. Therefore, we are worshipping absolute things. We are worshipping absolute Krishna. We are not worshipping a doll. We are not worshipping a stone. Yes. That common people don't know. We know how Krishna is powerful. And we are discussing that thing. This was Krishna's bhasavar of his mercy towards Kaliya. He wants to remove his poisons. You understand? Poisons. Inside our heart, many poisons we have. Lost is another poison. Greed, anger, poisons. Yes. This poison is our bodies, we can say. It is affected by all these poisonous. Now, if we can experience our poisonous effect through proper consciousness. Yes. Like yesterday we were discussing, we are conscious entities. Devotees, conscious entities. And he can know how powerful this poisonous effect. You see, mind is going somewhere. Now we are understanding, oh, mind is poisonous. It is materially attached. We can realize, we have chance, not karmi, not jnani, not yogis. This is Krishna's blessing. Yes. More problem will come, more suffering will come, more calamity will come. There is no other way than to surrender. And naturally, you will not commit naturally will be humble and you will not commit any offense or you will not create problem for others. You see, those are always criticizing, those are always creating problem for others, those are always, in Hakam say, heavy, pride, mood, arrogant mood. Krishna's mercy is not there. Krishna supplying some material things to them, therefore they are proud. They are proud. But sometimes, devotee is suffering so many, how can I say, in lifetime so many he already suffered calamities. Many incidents happen, but still his realization is not coming. Why this has happened to us? Why this has happened to me? Why this accident is happening? Why this is happening? Yeah. So if you perform sadhu sangha, then you can realize, oh, this is my fault. Therefore, all these problems came. Yes. Sadhu sangha, it does not mean we are not jnanis, we are only searching for some knowledge. No. We want some realization. We want to share, like hearer and preach, how can I say, the preacher, bhakta and srota, who is speaking and who is also hearing, they want to share their experiences. Yes. Experiences about not this material world, experiences about spiritual world. And karmi, they are sharing their experience in the material world. This is the difference. Yes. Sadhu sangha means this thing. So, Tachitra Tannava Virugna Phanasa Hasro Raktam Mukheruru Baman Rupa Bhagna Gatram Suttvacharachara Gurum Purusam Puranam Narayanam Tamaranam Manasacha Gamam. This is the effect. Even someone unconsciously, no proper mood, no proper intelligent, no proper, how can you say, like, no Vedic culture, he is not following some Vedic culture, not a civilized person, but still, sadhu sangha is so important, unknowingly, like, it is a seed, like some seed is there, you are throwing some seed, but you are not taking care, you are just throwing some seed. Within this way, but automatically when rain will happen, you are not doing anything, it will sprout, come to sprout. Sadhu sangha is like that. And Kaliya, now Narayanam Tamaranam Manasachakam. Oh Narayan, I want your Narayan, I want to surrender at your lotus feet in mine. Because this is sadhu sangha, influence of sadhu sangha. Although he was very arrogant, was always creating restaurants for others, but still, wives were devotees. Yes, wives are devotees. Prabhupada always mentioning in Srimad Bhagavatam, and in always, most of his commentary is always, we are creating this international society of Krishna consciousness to give association to the people. Yes, association is very important. Now he was reminding about Krishna, and that he was here from their wives. The seed was there. Now it started to brought bhakti bija. Yes. Therefore Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, na vikramana swasti pratyavayana vidyate shomam avesya dharmasya trayate mahatvaya. Therefore, we don't disrespect anyone. No problem. What problem? There are many drunkards. Huh? Many drunkards coming. But still, Prabhupada distributing prasadam. Giving proper respect. Not for money, not for followers. You want to see. You want to see the soul. You want to see. Let the soul. Soul connected with Krishna. I am giving the seed now. See, preaching doesn't mean we want something materially. No, we want money. Ah, he is not giving money. No, we don't want anything. Preaching means spiritual help. for the soul. Yes. We want to nourish, we want to give nourishment to a soul. A soul is suffering here. You have no friend, no relative. It is alone. Like Prabhupada, where Bhagavad Gita Srimad Bhagavatam maybe, first kind of Prabhupada saying, soul is crying within the four walls. It's crying. You understand? Within one room, you just lock someone. Without food, without water. And soul is like that. Soul is suffering. In this material world, no food is locked up with this body. Yes. Because he had this association, Kaliya had this association with wives. Now, after this punishment, he is not realizing. Yes. Punishment is required. Without punishment, there is a saying, if Lord will not give punishment, you will not turn your face. You understand? Turn your face. Our face is towards material things, towards Maya. When Krishna will give punishment, we'll turn our face towards Krishna, O Krishna. Now we are standing like back of Krishna. Answering. Yeah, we are standing. Yes. We are back. We are back, not in front. Yes. That is our position. My dear King Parikshit, Lord Krishna's wonderful, powerful dancing trampled and broke all of Kaliya's 1,000 roots. Trampled and broke. Yes. All 1,000 roots. Kaliya had 1,000 roots, but poisonous, I have going to say the men, poisonous, powerful roots. Was 101. He had 1,000 hoods, and Krishna trampled and broke all of Kaliya's 1,000 hoods. All of. This is Krishna. If you want to rectify you, if you want to show mercy to you, if you want to, again to say, you want to remove all our deities, all our impurities, all our anarthas from our heart, only by His help, by His mercy. Otherwise, we have thousand bad qualities, anarthas. Even for one, to kick out one anarthas, you need lifetime requirement. You try your best. Just kick out one anarthas. You focus on one anarthas. Is it possible for us to kick out all these anarthas? No, not possible. How many good habits we have that we have to? We have to think how many good habits I have and how many bad habits I have. Who knows? Everyone knows. Compare ourselves. And how to overcome all these bad habits, these anarthas. Unnecessary thoughts, unnecessary desires. How? Only by Krishna's mercy. If Krishna wants, Allah gives you all. He just finish all. Trampled and broke all of Kaliya's 1,000 hoods. Then the serpent profusely vomiting blood from his mouth. Profusely vomiting blood. Yes. Finally, recognize Sri Krishna to be the eternal personal, eternal personality of God. Finally, after vomiting blood, first poison came up, then blood came up, then. Unless you have some poison inside, to realize Krishna is not. What is poison? Kaliya, he had natural poisons in his body. We have artificial poisons. This mental nature, Visaya, Visama, Visas, Rupakai, Narthamasta, Kursa. Visaya visamam visasatakai. The material enjoyment is like a poison. Gaura kirtana rasena padaranna. You are not drowning in Gaura sankirtan, nam sankirtan. Rather, you are drinking poison. And what is that poison? Visaya visamam visa. Very severe poison. Yes, severe regrets. This is better than Jhana. Satata khai, always. Mind is always like a hall. I want to eat, I want to enjoy, I want to go there, I want to wear nice dress, this one, that one. Yes. Visa satata khai. He said, Gaura kirtana rasya madana na. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in Kali Yuga to disturb Krishna prema. But we are not developing our mind. Attachment towards this melo, rather every moment I am just drinking poison. Yes. Why this is happening? Shatasanga chadi koilu asatta vilas, tikaranela vilaji karma pandapas. Why this tendency is coming to my heart? Why my senses become so poisonous? Why I am feeling, although I know I am soul, but why I am always feeling weak? Material I am strong, spiritual I am weak. Why I am thinking like that? Why this thought is coming? Why I am feeling so weak? And he is saying, Satasanga chadi koino asatya vilas. I am not associating with saintly persons. Rather, always my mind, through mind or through body, I am always attached with asats. Yeah, those are not attached to Krishna. Guru and Krishna, they are asats. Simple definition. Only Nem said, he is a devotee. No, whether you have attachment towards Guru and Krishna. If you have no attachment towards Guru and Krishna, even you attach, you develop attachment or you are associated with this person, you will develop the same mentality. Association is a contagious disease. Therefore, now government is saying, yeah, stay far. Contagious teaches. Material disease also association. Spiritual disease also association. Yes. Association. Association makes you healthy. Wealthy and wise. Healthy, wealthy and wise. Association. Yes. Therefore, Dhruva Maharaj pray for association. Gopis. Prachitas. Prahlad, give me association. This is Krishna's blessing. You want to know Krishna, you want to know Krishna's bhakti, you want to know mercy, you can't find it anywhere. You can't find it. You try alone, you may stay alone. You try your best to find out all these things and realize about Krishna, Krishna's position, Krishna's mercy. Only through association. And especially in Kali Yuga, we are very weak to perform devotional service without associating with devotees. Yes. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with all of his associates to show us, however elevated, spiritually elevated you may be, but you have to always associate with devotees and pray for them. Krishna, give me association. Before saintly persons, they are so advanced when they are reading Bhagavatam, they are actually, through Bhagavatam, they are associating with Sudh Goswami, Sukhdeva Goswami, Prachetas. When they are hearing, they are reading these topics, they are so attached to this devotee, Prahlad. Their consciousness, they have no other bijas. When they are reading Bhagavatam, this was their meditations. Just thinking about how they are so dedicated to Supreme Lord. But our condition, you see, Bhagavatam is in our hand and mind is going somewhere. Tulsi Pit is in your hand, mind is going somewhere. Where catch your ladies, mind is going somewhere. This is our life. How can we perform devotional service? Therefore, association is required. Association makes you strong. Yes. Spiritual life means always. You can build your nature. You understand? Build your nature. Mold your nature. Mature your nature by association. Yes. Nature will transfer by association. Don't fix something because sometimes this is a practical example. How by association you can change your nature, you can develop. I saw when in Western devotees, they are coming to India, They are eating chili, huh? They like chili. They like chili. Not you. One China devotee was there. One China devotee, usually he comes to, no, you just now taking one small one, nothing else. One China devotee was 2 years before, he was attending Hare Krishna Utsav. I saw him. He was eating more than 10 chilies. You see, 10 chilies. I am just remarking, you see, these devotees, when they are in West, they are only taking all sattviks, most of the rice and with the butter, some sabji, pumpkin, soup. Huh? I saw in Sunday feast, one pakora, you know, little sabji. But when they came to India, when they see all the devotees eating so much rice, dal, sabji, hey, give me. This is association. And you send some Indians to West. If they will go there, even they are eating here more, if they will go there, naturally they will, by association, they will decrease. It's association. Material and spiritual, everything is association. Now we want to build our nature. Actually, those are now well established in their spiritual background. It is not their ability, it is not their qualifications, it is not their effort. Be careful. Be careful about these things. We are praising someone. Oh, he is well status in their spiritual level. We can say he has some spiritual standard. He is maintaining his spiritual standard nicely. It is not his ability, his capacity, his endeavor, his talent. No. Only by association. He don't know how to transfer. And he just, this nature comes. Yes. Now, the Kalya finally recognized Sri Krishna to be the eternal personality of Godhead, the supreme master of all moving and unmoving beings, Sri Narayana. Thus, within his mind, Kalya took shelter of the Lord. No eating blood, first poison, you know, from poison this came out, now blood is came out. Poison came out, then Prabhupada mentioning here. Srila Prabhupada point out that, because someone is translating this Srimad Bhagavatam, so he is just mentioning from Krishna books, purport. In volume 1, chapter 16, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that whereas previously Kalya was vomiting poison, now his poison was excluded and he began to vomit blood. Thus, he had been cleaned of vile contamination within his heart that had manifested as serpents. Yes, this poison was there, it now comes out, now he's pure. Yes. Anarthas are there. Desires are there. Subtle desires, gross desires, anarthas, habits, bodily demands. So many things. Actually, when there is danger, when Krishna arranges some problems for you, this is the time to give up your habit. You see, most of the time when you are so attached with the bodily requirements, bodily demands. Sometimes Krishna giving such a heavy punishment. We are bound to give up all these things. We can, not by our own endeavor. We can pray and Krishna will arrange something. If you are intelligent, by associating with saintly persons, you can realize your own position. Then, voluntarily, by strength of your dedication, by strength of your bhajan, you may give up on arthas. By praying, by Guru Krishna's mercy. Or, if repeatedly Guru Krishna engages you in seva, but still you are careless, you are not doing anything, you have no attachment for bhajan, hearing, then Krishna will arrange something, Guru Krishna will arrange something. For punishment. Then you are bound to give up your bodily habits. Bound. If Krishna wants to choose someone, yes. If Krishna don't want to choose you, if Krishna don't like you, he not create disturbance in your bodily pleasure. Let you want to enjoy, let enjoy. No problem. But if someone is very simple, but you have like weakness. Someone have weakness to food, weakness to different, like opposite sex, weakness to money, weakness to son, daughter. But he is simple, but his weakness is coming. How can he check it? Krishna marriage. You see now? Krishna is arranging for Kaliya. He is now remembering. Vomiting poison first, then vomiting blood, then now realizing. Prabhupada mentioning here. The word smriti, remembering, is very significant here. The wives of Kaliya was actually serious devotee of Lord Krishna. Yes, serious devotees of Lord Krishna. And according to the acharyas, they had often tried to convince their husband to surrender. Yes, this was seed was there. Now it started to problem. It's problem. But when Krishna touched Kaliya's root, now seed started to grow. It's Krishna. Seed was there. Therefore, Prabhupada mentioning. Acharyas had often, according to the acharyas, they had often tried to convince their husband to surrender to him. You see, this is preaching is such a difficult task. Pure devotees, wife is pure devotees, husband is a wicked fellow. And they had already preached, often they are preaching, just surrender to Krishna, just surrender to Krishna. Not surrender. Now this is time. Now this is time. He remembering. Finding himself in unbearable agony, Kaliya remember his wife's advice and took shelter of the Lord. Yes. When he suffer so much, then he remember our wives. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explained that Kaliya's arch revival had traditionally been Garuda, the carrier of Vishnu. But now Kaliya realized that he was fighting an opponent who was thousand of times stronger than Garuda, and who therefore could be only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus Kaliya took shelter of the Lord Krishna. This is Vishwanatha Chakravarti's commentary in Sanskrit version. Is there. Now he realizing two things. Now Kaliya is realizing about the statements that he had heard from wives. Now he realizing, yes, my wives, many times. Yes. Now he is realizing the strength of Supreme Personality of Godhead, because you have like some, how can you say? Rivalry. Enmity with Garuda, and he knew the strength of Garuda, because Garuda within his within his wings, he just beat severely to Kaliya, and Kaliya, from that day Kaliya developed here. If his one wing is so powerful, then immediately if he just catch up with me, then he can kill me. Therefore he came to Vrindavan. Now he is realizing, oh, this guy who is now giving me punishment is more powerful than Kaliya. Then who is that person? And more powerful than Garuda. Who is that person? My wife's already given me this advice. His Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, there is two ways. Actually, there is two ways to realize Krishna. If you are simple and Krishna want to give sour mercy, there is two. He will give you sadhu. Through sadhusana, you realize Krishna. If you don't want to hear from sadhu, then punishment. Yes. He chooses. A devotee should choose which he like. But if he is conscious, he is real conscious, then he can realize why this punishment is coming, why this problem is coming. Because I am not accepting sadhu's instruction. Yes. Otherwise, why a devotee will suffer like karmi? Then what is the value? What is the value of bhakti? Why will you suffer like that? We have to accept Krishna's desire. And when we have separate desire, then Guru and Krishna, they are not pleased. We have separate desires. Therefore, all these problems is coming. And when your desire to please Guru and Krishna, even that time you are suffering. This suffering is different. This suffering will give you spiritual enlightenment, spiritual realization, spiritual thoughts. You understand? Suffering two types. When you are not following Guru Krishna's order, you have separate desire from Guru Krishna, that type of suffering is different. You lose your bhajan, you lose your faith, everything. When you have separate desire, and even Krishna is giving punishment through time, you lose everything. But if you are surrendered at lotus feet of Krishna, you have no separate desire, you are trying to please Guru and Krishna, but still problem is coming, calamity is coming, suffering is coming. That will give you enlightenment, that will give you realization. Yes. It is dependent on Krishna. How bad we may be, if Krishna wants to choose us, he may rectify in any way. Yes. We are thinking he is very dangerous. Eh? This person is very dangerous. However dangerous he may be, you don't know how Krishna is very dangerous. He is very dangerous. If you want, he can smash your everything. All your pride, arrogant, all bad. All things you see, Kali Yuga, you now realize by punishment. Yes. Punishment is required. Now you see, now the whole world is, at least they are conscious. People are not praying now. Lot of people are praying. Now conscious. Only by punishment. It is required. Therefore, Ravan's wife, before Ravan. Before Ravan was going to fight, she was giving instruction to Ravan. Please don't try to make enmity with Ram. And he is happening, you don't know your own man. You are less intelligent. You don't know anything. You are coward. Ravan was speaking like that. She tried to convince. No, Ram is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. Ram is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please, return Sita and save Lanka. Always saying, return Sita and save Lanka. Otherwise, you will lose everything. You are Omya. You don't know my strength. You are less intelligent. I am very powerful. Yes. Manduri, she was chastening. You know what happened? What Manduri said? My dear husband, now I am realizing time will give you heavy punishment. She told her husband like that. Ram will give you heavy punishment through time. And you know what is punishment of time? We are beating someone through stick, but time will not beat you through stick. Be careful. Time don't want to beat someone through sticks, or time don't want to kill someone through guns. Time don't want to kill someone through atomic bombs, nuclear bombs. Time will kill. Time want to punish someone through. He will take your intelligence. He will take your intelligence. You see, now all over the world, so many research scientists are there, they are not finding intelligence to kill a jar. You see? You have so many organisms, so many chemicals, huh? To kill a jar. If you have power to kill organisms, cancer, huh? Cancer, germs. So many things you have. Now Krishna is not giving intelligence to anyone, you see. This is the proof. This is Mandar. You can prove Mandar's statement here. She was at that time preaching to Ravan. My dear husband, time don't want to punish someone through stick. You don't want to beat someone through stick. You will take your intelligence. He'll take your strength and he'll take your discrimination power. You're going to discriminate what is good, what is bad. This is time's punishment. If time, Krishna wants to punish us, none can save us. You see, none is realizing. He's not an ordinary person. He's very, how can I say, he's more heavy than Garuda. And Manasajaka, with his mind, want to surrender at lotus feet of Krishna. Krishnasya garbha jagatoti bharavasarnam pasni praharapa prasni praharaparirugna panatapatram drushtyahi madhyam upasenuramusya patna arthasladha Slathavasana Bhusana Kesa Banda. When Kaliya's wife saw how the serpent had become so fatigued from this excessive weight of Lord Krishna, who carries the entire universe in his abdomen, and how Kaliya's umbrella-like hoods have been scattered by the striking of Krishna's heels, they felt great distress. With their clothing, ornaments and hairs scattered in disarray. Then they approached the eternal personalities of Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada is Supreme Personality. Here is eternal personality of Godhead. Yes. Yeah, this is Prabhupada mentioned here. Although this commentary is not written by Prabhupada, but still mentioned Prabhupada's commentary, Vishwanatha Chakravarti's commentary. So when Kaliya's wife saw how the serpent had become fatigued from this excessive weight of Lord Krishna, yes, excessive weight. Krishna at that time looks like very small, but by his willpower, which is put all energies, heavy weights over the Kaliya. And Kaliya's wife, they remark, our husband was so powerful, but why he feel weak? Even he have no power to raise his hoods. And they remark, when heavy weight is there, your head, your shoulder, everything go down. They remark, they understand. Yes. Krishna is very heavy and Krishna's mercy is also very heavy. Krishna's punishment is also heavy. Everything is heavy. Nothing is light in Krishna consciousness. You understand? Nothing is light. Everything is heavy. Krishna's mercy is heavy. Punishment is heavy. Everything is heavy. His blessing is heavy. Yes. We are worshipper of such Krishna. If you want, you see, by his will power, with his abdomen, whole universe is there. Now he just in his mind, he want, okay, I want to put, how can I say, all universe away over the Kaliya's head. Through my heel, put heel, bas, put heel. And even Kaliya is now finished. He have no power to raise his hoods. And that tell his wife, they remarked, and immediately they realize, oh, our husband going to die. Yes, before wives, their life was husband. Yes, and now everyone's life is money. Money is there, everything is there. They were in India, even they are entering into fire when husband is going to die. Husband is dying. Wife can bear this separation. She is entering into fire. Out of love, not forcefully. This was Indian tradition before. Oh, now, according to Bhagavatam, according to Puranas, where is India now? It was Krishna's place. It was Ram's place. This place was always Krishna, Ram, and all his incarnation would descend here. This was his place. What is going on now, you see? But we were so nice. This India. Everything finished by the influence of Kali and by all these so-called leaders. Everything is finished, and we cannot blame anyone. This is the influence of Kali Yuga. Only by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, at least, we can save ourselves by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by surrender at lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only hope is that hope. Only if you give up that hope, then life is finish. Only hope, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came for that purpose. So, according to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Kaliya's wife had been disgusted with their husband because of this demonic activities. They had been thinking, if this artistic is killed by the punishment of Supreme Personality of Godhead, let them be killed. We will become widow and engage in his worship of Supreme Lord. Yeah. Who want? None of any woman, she want my husband should be wicked. No. So when Krishna started to give punishment, why not they pray before? Why not they pray before? Because our husband is wicked. If Krishna is now giving punishment, if our husband will die, no problem. At least he can get liberation. But now they are changing their decisions. Why? Before they are thinking, okay, we will become widow, our husband will die, we will serve Supreme Personality of Godhead for life. But now they are thinking. But then the ladies noticed that Kaliya's facial expressions and other bodily features, and they understand that Kaliya had indeed taken shelter of Lord within his mind. Bhavadi Sancharam, Chakrabal mentioning. Sanchara Adi Bhavam. So, when Kaliya remembering about Garuda strength, about instruction of wives, instruction of their wives, and when he took shelter of at lotus feet of Krishna, his mood, the chance. Surrender symptoms came outside. Surrender, this is there. Whether we are a surrender soul or not, how can symptoms of surrender? When we are praying, when we are preaching, when we are offering prayer, when we are performing kirtans, we are not actors. We are not actors, you understand? We are not acting as a devotee. No. We want to perform a natural role in front of Krishna. Yes. Because we can't do anything artificially in front of Krishna, especially in Krishna consciousness. Krishna will expose us. Guru and Krishna will expose you. Time will come. He will expose you. your own inner mood. Let's watch it. Better surrender. But Kali surrender, it will set up scams. Who remark? Because their devotees, wives are devotees, they mental remark. Sancharya Dimabam, different mood scams. His eye is different. Then they understand. Now our husband is taking central lotus feet of Krishna. Then they start to pray. Singh, he was manifesting the symptom of humility. Yeah, Prabhupada mentioning here. Humility, remorse, regret, doubt. They thought, just see how fortunate we are. Our husband has now become a Vaishnava. Therefore, we must now endeavor to protect him. Before they are thinking, let Kalyasut die. We become a widow and we serve. Now they are changing their decision. When they saw from Kalyas face, they remark Kalyas surrender symptoms, is regretting, his mood is different now. Then they understand. Then they become so happy. Oh, there is hope for us. Yes. Our husband has now become a Vaishnava. Therefore, we must now endeavor to protect him. They felt affection for their repent husband and served severe distress because of his miserable position. And thus, all together, they went into the presence of the Supreme Lord. Yes, this is power of a devotee. This is power of a devotee. If actually we pray sincerely, we serve sincerely, if Krishna wants, he can give us associations. He can change our relatives, our husbands, our anything. If we develop our seriousness, it is up to Krishna. But Krishna wants our seriousness, our mood, our endeavor. Now they realize, wives they realize. And then with their children, small four children, all they came. And they fall down at lotus feet. Krishna and start to pray. Tomorrow prayer, we'll hear the prayers, Nagapati prayers. Hare Krishna. Krishna Bhagavan.